How did Greenland get its name? The nation of Greenland isn't very green. The sun's rays don't shine there for 3 whole months. As a result, it's covered with snow, ice, and frost. Then how was the name derived? It started with a Viking named Eric the Red. Eric had many merits. However, there was an underlying problem. He got angry easily. People were scared of him. However, he was married to the niece of a very powerful man, so everybody tried to be nice to him. One day, Eric fought with his neighbor and killed him. His consequent punishment was to leave Iceland. Many stories circulated about a land west of Iceland, but only a fraction of the people in Iceland believed them. Still, Eric wanted to find it. Eric sailed toward the land via the Atlantic Ocean. His marine knowledge was good, but the trip was hard. Some of his men drowned. Eric's lieutenant wanted to resign from his position. Others thought about committing suicide. Suddenly, Eric thought he saw something. "I don't believe it," said Eric. "It must be an illusion." But it was no trick. It was the new land. Eric trembled in the cold polar air. He saw that there was ice everywhere. He realized that the ice could keep enemies out. Not even the best navy could invade the new land. He could start a new dynasty in his name. But how could he convince people to live here? "I'll call it Greenland," he said. Eric's plan worked. Within 2 years, over 1,000 people moved to Greenland. In the end, Greenland got its name all because of a trick.